This is Northwest News from KPLU. In Washington, fatal crashes involving drivers who've used marijuana have gone way up since the state legalized pot. That's according to a report from AAA. But the study also indicates it's difficult to measure how much marijuana makes a driver impaired. KPLU Law and Justice reporter Paula Whissel has more.
Deadly collisions where a driver was found to have marijuana in his or her system have doubled in the years since pot became legal. Jennifer Cook is with the AAA Foundation for Traffic Safety, which did the research using state accident reports.
It's quite alarming. It's something that as drivers we should all be aware of and make sure that we don't get behind the wheel after consuming marijuana.
Now, the study doesn't say marijuana caused the crashes or even that the drivers were impaired. Cook says that's because the research also shows there's really no way to know scientifically how much or how little marijuana is safe when driving. It's the reason her organization is pushing Washington State to change how it identifies marijuana impairment.
We should really be looking at a system where we take a positive toxicology result and pair that with a behavioral analysis.
Currently, Washington relies on a blood test to determine how much pot is in a person's system. Paula Whissel, KPLU News.